This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Cernovich is here. We know the bigger story is they're trying to start a war in Syria with this proxy war, where Trump says they're not going to have a wider war. We want to get rid of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, but then others want to start a larger war. They're shipping in the artillery. They're setting it all up. They're getting it ready. Paul Watson's coming up in the next segment to get into a supposed right-wing terror attack in London and more. But Mike Cernovich, getting into the breaking news. I know you told me this yesterday from your sources and that you were going to be releasing this soon, but I guess it's already breaking. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I found out from multiple sources now have confirmed it, and I believe you maybe wrote about this a year ago, but the Clinton Foundation is actually laundering money and paying off ISIS to avoid a certain, to protect a certain cement factory in Syria. This is breaking news. I just got this from the top level people, personally inspected it. So there are all these cement factories in Syria. And what is happening is that the cement factory is paying money to the Clinton Global Initiative. And then the Clinton Global Initiative is using its contractors and sources to pay off ISIS to not bomb this cement factory. So the story is still developing. I haven't broken it yet on my medium.com, but it's still in draft form. But I wanted to get that out right away. I meant to break it last night, but we got so busy. So we have proof now. Sources, the most reliable sources you can have, that the Clinton Foundation is actually giving money to ISIS as part of an extortion racket with the cement factory. So, yes, this story here has now been confirmed. This is now not possible. This is actually true. The Clinton Foundation, they're still doing it. They're paying money to ISIS. They are funding terrorism. So when you say Hillary Clinton is a terrorist, she is a terrorist. They're paying money to ISIS. It can no longer be denied. We have confirmation. And I believe you broke that story before. It's still ongoing.
Well, I don't mean to freak out about who breaks stories. I can't stand it when I can't find one. One that was particularly from a high-level White House source. I remember writing it. I remember doing it. It was separate from the one from your sources about McMaster. It was backing that up. But it was from the president himself saying about your story from your sources that, yes, we're not going to expand the war. I'm not going along with this. And 3 days later, Bloomberg picked up on that. It's the obsession with not being able to ever find myself the information to show it. Well, of course, ad nauseum, we spearheaded exposing that ISIS previously was Al-Qaeda, and that 6 years ago they launched the Arab Spring, and they overthrew all these governments, and the news promoted it publicly, and then they tried to, you know, be Al-Qaeda's Air Force and ISIS's Air Force. And our guests, like Colonel Schaefer and others, spearheaded exposing that. Then Senator Paul covered it, then Senator, the guy from Texas, Cruz, covered it. And so, yes, when Trump then later says, you funded ISIS, you created ISIS, Hillary, and Obama, that's true. The media then thinks we're all geographically and geopolitically and militarily and historically completely illiterate. And so they just say, no, you're liars, just like they think that we don't know that Comey said in two testimonies that Trump never tried to get him to obstruct justice. We even have the video clips. They just say we're liars. So it's that frustration. It's not with you. It's not with the crew. I never used to be OCD. I've got this thing now where I know what the news was. I know what it was. I know what it said, which we already found a bunch where you said it, so it doesn't matter. The point is, that's not the bigger issue. I'm pissed off. Excuse me. Because I realize they're about to try to start a major war to take control of things from Trump. So his one blind spot is saying, I trust the military. Well, the military is good overall. They're good people. But the globalists at the top of the military can use this to then basically destabilize Trump or start major wars. Because even though he's given them the main directives, clearly people above him are trying to start a major war.
Well, and the chess pieces are now being moved into place where Mattis now has authorization to increase troop levels in Afghanistan. So if you know where the chessboard is going, you can see the moves. We are are headed towards World War III. The globalists want to do anything to start it. That's why they're going to lie. But you're hearing the real news here all the time, and I'm glad that you're OCD, because you have to be, because there's so much going on.
That didn't used to be. It's this thing now. It's bad. I've got to just learn. It doesn't exist. We never said it. Isn't it? It's just not real.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Earlier in the
mainstream media, government cover up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Earlier in the last hour, I was getting into the big critical story that affects us all. A major Cuban missile crisis level showdown between the United States and Russia. Now, because a second time in the last month and a half, the United States has bombed an armored convoy that was battling ISIS forces. That's admitted. And then now a Syrian government warplane has been shot down, reportedly by U.S. forces. This was flying too close to U.S. forces on the ground. Now, a few months ago, back in April, the neocons and McMaster and others on the National Security Council, the National Security Advisor, was pushing for more troops on the ground and to go ahead and take out Assad as well. I talked to my White House sources, and they said the president said absolutely not. That is not going to happen. It doesn't matter if they're pushing that. It's not going to happen. Paul Watson wrote the article. White House source, very high-level source, very high-level source. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. In fact, that was the last time I talked to that high-level source. Well, that was back in April. It breaks it all down. Then 3 days later, Bloomberg, AP, everybody reported the exact same thing. He pushed back. He said, no, do not mass troops for this. They're putting artillery in. They put the Marines in. They're gearing up for a wider war. So Trump is being truthful. Trump is sticking by what he said he would do. The problem is he's being ignored by the deep state on so many fronts. And now you've got this major, 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 major clash where any time this could escalate. What happens if more U.S. forces go in? What happens if a Russian aircraft or Syrian aircraft get shot down? What happens if U.S. aircraft go in and the Russians shoot them down? Things are escalating very, very quickly, and we're on the wrong side when we're trying to take out the Assad government because he didn't start the civil war. Paul Joseph Watson, our London bureau chief and the editor of Infowars.com, joins us to talk about this, but then another terror attack in London, this time one dead. This time we hear it's a right-winger that did it. And the leftist media is calling for war over it. They're not calling for unity and peace and love before the blood's even dry and we even know what happened. So we'll cover both those stories. Paul, which one do you want to tackle first?
Let's talk about the terror attack, Alex, because that's what I've been covering today. Again, a right-wing terrorist drove into a group of Muslims near a mosque in North London. Disgusting, tragic, reprehensible. We've decried violence on both sides for eternity. We've said that the lack of solutions to address Islamic terrorism will cause extremists on the other side of the equation to fill the vacuum. Said that numerous times. Now it's happening. But of course, who's to blame? Well, it's us. We'll get into that. But like you said, Alex, I thought the proper way to respond, the reasonable way to respond to terror attacks was just for everybody to love each other and unite and tweet pray for hashtags, you know, light candles, arrange pop concerts, sing Don't Look Back in Anger. I thought that was how we were all supposed to respond to terrorism. Strange, Alex, that today nobody on the left is responding in that way. They're calling for new laws. They're calling for Tommy Robinson to be arrested as a hate preacher. They're calling for me to be deported, even though I'm a British citizen, doesn't quite work out. They're calling for Katie Hopkins to be arrested. Isn't it strange, Alex, how they're reacting in a completely different way to how they normally react to terrorist attacks? You know, after numerous Islamic terror attacks over the past 2 years, we've had celebrities say that Muslims are being radicalized because they're not being given enough movie roles. There's not enough diversity in Hollywood, and that's causing young Muslims to turn towards ISIS. Well, maybe, Alex, we're just not giving enough movie roles to right-wing violent extremists. Maybe that's the result. That's the cause of this terror attack. So, again, complete hypocrites.
Well, when I go to the mall, I see Gap now. Their main centerpiece is a woman in a hijab. The leftist marches are handing out hijabs. They're actually saying we need to accept them and accept Sharia, then they'll stop killing us. But they don't do that in the Middle East. They kill each other, and the most radicals are then in charge and control the dialogue.
No, exactly. After every single Islamic attack, they blame us because they say we might offend Muslims who then might become terrorists. Well, one, that's the bigotry of low expectations. You're saying that random Muslims will just turn into terrorists because they're offended. And two, again, it's the hypocrisy, Alex. They're trying to equate this threat of right-wing terrorism, which we decry, right? The right disavows its fringe violent extremists. The left doesn't. You saw they were celebrating after the attack on Scalise last week. Every single time there's an Islamist terror attack, they make apologies for it. They stick their heads in the sand.
And let me tell you, Paul, it's creepy watching a bunch of mainly old New Yorkers that look completely wimpy. I'm not bashing old folks. You know, a lot of old folks are really tough and awesome, and they're patriots. But liberal old people, all chicken-necked, all weird, wearing their rainbow shirts, clapping and getting off on the simulated murder of Trump. It's just they're such hypocrites. They're such frauds. They never stick by, you know, anything that's logical, and they are just lusting after violence.
Exactly. And I mean, the heart of it is they use Muslims, they use minorities, brown people as human shields for their argument because they have no argument. They can't defend logically their argument on anything. So they just grab an ethnic minority and put them up in front and say, well, if you're attacking that person, then you're a racist. And before we even get to having an argument. But here's the fact. Islamic terrorists have killed 1,263 people in the last 23 days alone, Alex. That's the grand total for Ramadan so far. So for people to take these sporadic right-wing terror attacks, which are deplorable and we disavow them, and make any kind of comparison to the mechanized industrial bloodshed carried out in the name of Islam on a daily basis is intellectually dishonest and crass. Just in the time we've been discussing this today, two more Islamic terror attacks in Europe. One in Paris, a guy tried to blow up some police in a vehicle. Another guy in London shouting Allah Akbar with knives. They arrested him, tried to attack a policeman. Within minutes, they said, not terror related. So just in the time we were reacting to this, we had two more attempts at Islamic terror attacks. To make any kind of comparison is completely dishonest. But again, if you leave that vacuum, if you don't have actual solutions and border security, deporting terrorists, then it's going to create a vacuum for actual extremists on the right
and Paul,
who become desperate and try to fill it.
And then that's going to be the clash of civilizations. So let's talk about where that goes. But first off, I saw a trailer for the new Handmaid's Tale. You know, that's a leftist book about a right-wing dictatorship where, you know, they have women as concubines and sex slavery and make them wear hoods over their heads. It's basically projecting onto Christianity what Orthodox Islam's doing. I saw the new ad for this, and it looks like the police state that the left's actually trying to set up. And then separately, I also see other movies and other things that are coming out where they project onto us what in reality, and I know you're not even really a Christian, but they project onto Western civilization the things that they themselves are actually wanting to do. And then they have movies like The Purge, where one night out of the year you can go around and kill whoever you want. But at the same time, Ramadan's like a month or more where you can go around and murder everybody. You're under Islam, kill people that aren't Muslims whenever you want anyway. So everything they're projecting onto right-wing America or even Americana, which is classical liberalism, is what leftism actually is supporting in Islam. I mean, it's total inversion of reality.
No, exactly. And again, it comes down to the fact they don't disavow their extremists. Most people don't know. There's a guy called Michael Sanford who a year ago tried to actually assassinate Trump at a rally, tried to grab an officer's gun and kill him. How did the left respond to that? They actually made a documentary, the BBC. It was basically a puff piece saying, oh, he was just this misunderstood young man. Literally tried to gun down Trump in cold blood. That's just one example of many. They always lionize and justify violent extremism time after time after time. Oh, blame it on Western foreign policy. That's the real cause. That justifies it. Well, no. 90% of terrorism victims are other Muslims because they're killing each other.
Well, sure, but I mean, take last week.
Very little to do with Western foreign policy.
With the congressman, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on saying this guy wasn't evil. He was just upset, and Wolf Blitzer didn't even disagree with him and justified it. I mean, these people are openly trying to prosecute terror and violence against us and are pushing people to do it. At what point we haven't attacked offensively? At what point does defense become offense and these people start getting gunned down? I mean, I don't want that to happen, but if they're pushing violence, it's going to start.
Well, there'll probably be hate mobs of leftists that actually try to lynch people. They'll probably go after Tommy Robinson. I mean, you've got all the same leftists who say absolutely nothing in response to every Islamic terror attack, literally calling for Tommy Robinson to be targeted as a hate preacher. Okay, the difference is Tommy Robinson doesn't get up for 10 years in a mosque and celebrate ISIS terror attacks. He doesn't go and tell people to go and carry out violent attacks against anyone. We're calling for solutions that will end terrorism across the board, and for that we're labeled hate preachers.
That's right.
They're saying, oh, just like we go after the Islamic hate preachers, we need to go after Tommy Robinson. They don't go after Islamic hate preachers in the UK. They're allowed to preach in mosques for 10 years or more without being arrested. They're given platforms on television.
Exactly. We should get Tommy Robinson on. He's never done anything violent. He's done nothing wrong. One more segment with Paul Watson, then I'm going to take your phone calls and cover other news. But since we mentioned it, here's Wolf Blitzer last week, the day of the attack. The day of the attack, and some of the other shows are condoning it. Huffington Post has writers saying, too bad it's not more organized, too bad it's not bigger. Here they are pushing this narrative.
Stand by, Art. We're just getting tape in of an acquaintance of James Hodgkinson, the 66-year-old shooter, describing some of his political, perhaps, motivations. Listen to this.
I just want to let people know that he wasn't evil, that he was, I guess, tired of some of the politics that are going on.
That's what we just heard. Perhaps he wasn't evil, just tired of the politics
wow.
that's going on.
I mean, they say, I'm so evil, don't let me on air, and then misrepresent what I've said. And then, meanwhile, they just have this on. I mean, these people, they're looking for a war. I want to ask Paul, what does he think they're going to do next? How does he think it's going for the globalist versus the nationalist?
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
I'm the face that you have to.
So let me ask Paul Watson this question. Why is he calling this? And I'm not disagreeing with him. A right-wing terror attack in London. I guess just to be fair, because the left always makes excuses for all the countless Islamic attacks that happen. So somebody gets tired and strikes back, even though it's like, you know, 1/1000th just of what the Islamists have done during Ramadan, thousands of dead. But why call it a right-wing terror attack? Because I don't think we really know yet. I mean, we have some videos. We have some supposed Muslim witnesses. UK police investigating van attack in London as terrorism. So the New York Times is saying investigated as terrorism. Paul, why are you saying it's a right-wing terror attack?
Well, I think it's important to be intellectually consistent and not deny violent extremism, which is what the left does after every single terror attack. So we know, Alex, that there are violent right-wing extremists. They're sporadic. Like you said, this, unfortunately, is tragic. It's outrageous. Fortunately, only one person died, unlike Manchester, where 10 children had their arms and legs blown off, unlike Nice, where 84 people died and 400-plus were injured. So it's dishonest to say there's a comparable threat. But again, it's important to say that it is right-wing extremism, because extremism causes more extremism. And if you don't offer solutions, and if you shout down the people who are trying to offer solutions, then it's only going to cause a backlash by other extremists. And that's what we see happening. And that's what you were getting into before, Alex. I think, as I predicted, before the attempted massacre, and let's call it what it was an attempted massacre of Republican lawmakers, thankfully stopped. I predicted that, saying a social justice warrior would go postal and kill a lot of people. Fortunately, it didn't happen on that occasion. That's what's going to happen. There are going to be massacres by social justice warriors, and then we'll get blamed for it. There's a huge riot probably going to happen on July the 2nd, where they have these nationwide anti-Trump impeachment marches. Almost certainly there'll be violence during those. So it's all coming to a boiling point in this summer of rage that we now find ourselves in.
What's the larger master plan? Soros is one of the main funders, other globalist groups. The left, though, on Hollywood, TV, everywhere, I mean, they want war. How do you see this ending?
Not good. I mean, you saw the guy in Alexandria. He couldn't shoot straight, basically. It was stopped. It was prevented from being a massacre by the fact that there were good guys with guns and the fact that he was useless at shooting. So there are, what, 70 million armed American gun owners? If they want to get into a shooting war, it's not going to go well for them. But again, they're the ones pushing that. You had the punch a Nazi narrative, Alex, for months and months, that it was acceptable to physically violently attack people because you disagree with them politically. You had people up on stage at award shows shouting punch a Nazi, leftist directors, okay? They're, any violence that happens, they're responsible for it because they didn't disavow it. They encouraged it. They legitimized it. So, no, you don't have the moral high ground when you point your finger at us and lecture us about extremism and violence when you're the ones who, you know, curated it for months and months beforehand. Now it's happening on a more regular basis. The left is firmly to blame for that.
That's why Ted Nugent has never been for offensive violence, but he said if they, you know, go after us, we have a right to fight back against them. He's saying everybody needs to disavow violence right now because that's what the globalists want. They want us to have a civil war.
Well, it's the whole argument which is going on between more establishment conservatives and the alt-right or the alt-light, whatever you want to call them. Do we actually embrace the tactics of the left, the tactics of Saul Alinsky, and use the left's own tactics against them, which you saw in the aftermath of the Trump assassination play? Again, this outrage mob mentality that now targets the left, calls for people to boycott them, calls for people on CNN celebrating that play to be fired. So you have this strange scenario, and this is a huge debate going on within the conservative movement. Do we take on the tactics of the left, which, let's be honest, have been quite successful in prior years, use them against them, like Saul Alinsky said?
Well, I want to be clear. I don't want to offensively be violent. But I do think people should take over these violent plays. They should get in their faces. We should hijack the media when it's legal.
No, exactly. I mean, there are certain ways you can do it without being a hypocrite. But again, that's the big debate that's going on. Because for decades and decades, conservatives have just remained pretty much mute. And they've lost over and over again, especially in terms of the culture war and politically. So that's why that debate is happening now. because it's having some success by embracing those kind of tactics.
And the left doesn't see how hypocritical they are. I mean, I never thought of myself as right-wing. I'm just a libertarian, but the left are crazed. Thank you, Paul Watson. Your phone calls and breaking news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. Thank you for joining us. Coming up today, we're going to have Mike Cernovich popping back in. He's here. Joe Biggs is going to be in studio. I want to open the phones up and take your calls. David Knight's coming up, hosting the fourth hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Personally, I thought that it was pretty anticlimactic what happened last night, because there wasn't any gotcha moment with her. It was just every lie, every spun piece of garbage, every piece of disinfo. And then she had the lowest rating she's ever had, showing that people were totally sick of her. If you would have promoted drying paint the way they did, you would have had more than 3.5 million viewers. I mean, that is a crazy, 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 crazy thing in the final equation to think about. But that's not why we're opening the phones up. You're welcome to call in about Megyn Kelly and what you thought last night. But the big issue is obviously Russia and the fact that Obama created a total disaster in the Middle East along with NATO and the EU, turning over many, many nations to horrible jihadists. Syria has been fighting against it. And now our military has been defeating ISIS and mopping them up. So now more and more they're turning towards, it looks like, removing Assad. And to try to trick Trump into that conflict, they have shot down an aircraft. They have blown up a armored column of armored vehicles. And this has been going on for months. There's been other incidences as well. And now Russia is saying, okay, well, we're entering war territory. So if any U.S. aircraft enter the airspace or any other flying objects, cruise missiles, you name it, we're going to shoot them down. Because we let you blow up the chemical dump. We let you bomb the armored column. Now you've shot down the airplane. This is clearly a test. I mean, if Trump wanted to do it, he'd tell the Russians, I'm coming in, back off, get ready, try to make some deal, or go ahead and do it. He wouldn't be probing like this. And I've got it from White House sources, multiple sources, very high up, that Trump understands there's people trying to get him into a larger war, and he's been saying no. And that goes back to this article by Paul Watson on April 10th, the day after I talked to a high-level White House source. White House source, Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. Troops massing as deep state plots regime change. 3 days later, Bloomberg and others all reported word for word what we got from our source who talked to the president. I'll just leave it at that. So, again, you can see our story is April 10th, and then, look, Bloomberg, April 13th. This is what I wigged out about earlier, and a lot of that is pent-up anxiety about the interview yesterday and all the energy and things that are going on. That's not an act when I occasionally, maybe once a month, freak out on air and I've got to have a headline. It's not that I'm even mad at the crew. I start obsessing over it and wanting to remember it and knowing I did the interview and knowing I talked to the sources and knowing we wrote the article. And then I'm just here gibbering on air asking for what I want. And there's so many thousands of articles, they can't find it. So say a prayer for the crew occasionally. It's putting up with me can be obnoxious. But seriously, Megyn Kelly asked me, are you an actor? Because in court documents, they said that you're playing an actor or something fake. I mean, I'm here giving you sources that the president said, no boots on the ground. We're taking ISIS out. We're not going to remove Assad. And then 3 days later, exactly what we said is in the news. That's not acting. That's real. Or when I get mad and basically I'm not obsessive compulsive about the bed being perfectly made or food being right in the refrigerator or my toothpaste, you know, being upright in its stand. I have a lot of friends and family that are kind of OCD. A lot of them are nice people, but they're real neat freaks or, you know, I've got to have the yard mowed perfectly or, you know, whatever. I'm not that type of guy. I'm not a neat freak. But I have developed this frustration because I know all this knowledge and I know I'm right. And then when I can't find it or pull it right up, I go crazy. Then what frustrates me on the other side is Megyn Kelly. The biggest lie of the night was her saying that it wasn't a hit piece when we all knew it was. And then we showed you the tape. We, you know, played the audio. So you could see she was a liar. And then everything else that flowed from it was a lie. But the big factual lie wasn't just all the trick editing. It was her playing a clip of Joe Biggs, our full-time reporter at the time. He does reporting work for us now, but also does his own stuff. And that's great. He's coming in the studio later. Down there with our camera people, catching, this was Josh Owens and others, catching people with drugs coming across the border, and it's clearly marijuana. That's what they ship in the 55-pound containers. And they put it in the back of the vehicle and then run back across, and they just smuggled something, which is 99% drugs, probably marijuana. The police told us marijuana. FBI said marijuana. Biggs met with the FBI after this occasion and other occasions. They told him he had a lot of courage, and our camera people had a lot of courage, and we did a great job. And then we went into the most dangerous area over the Texas border and went and showed a known ISIS facility. It was later confirmed to be an ISIS facility by government documents the Judicial Watch got. And she just said, no, we're liars. So I want to play that clip and just illustrate that, because Joe's coming in the studio a little bit later. Here's a clip from Megyn Kelly last night where she shows it and says, this is an example of how we're not journalists because we said it was drugs and then Trump said it was drugs. Well, that's like saying if a blue jay lands in the tree in my yard and I'm looking at it out the window and I take a picture of it and I put it on Facebook and say, look, I took a picture of a blue jay. And then, you know, CNN does a story saying, you're not an ornithologist. You don't know that's a blue jay. No, if I see a red and silver 57 Chevy, I know a 57 Chevy. I don't have a degree, you know, in automotive history. But I know a 57 Chevy when I see one. And I can post a picture of it and I can say it's a 57 Chevy. You know, it's the same thing. We go down to the border. We get tipped off by the state police and border patrol where to go. We go show it to you. It's embarrassing for the government and Obama with the border open. It's now clamped down to a great extent by Trump. They're embarrassed. What do? They just say it's fake. We got clips of Comey saying Trump never tried to influence him, never called for obstruction. Just say it's obstruction. You know, just say the take doesn't exist. Just say we're liars. And have the New York Times do it and try to use its credibility. It doesn't have credibility. NBC doesn't have credibility. CNN doesn't have credibility. You have zero. You have less than zero. You're known liars. Does it mean if you sandwich a pro-marijuana piece in with a piece about New Zealand and how beautiful it is, that by mixing, you know, some nebulous stuff in, does it make the lie that it's sandwiched between seem okay? And the answer is no. Everything Megyn Kelly said was a lie. And I'm sick of Megyn Kelly. You're sick of Megyn Kelly. But we have to illustrate how they lie. We can't just go, oh, we know you're liars and move on. We've got to continue to show how they're liars and hammer it in because they're so close, ladies and gentlemen, to being completely discredited and collapsing. Here's the clip from Megyn Kelly last night.
I mean, I know Trump watches and sees the clips and things.
We did find indications of that. On July 22nd, 2015, InfoWars put up this video claiming it showed drug trafficking along the U.S.-Mexico border, although we don't know what it actually shows.
We actually witnessed a drug smuggling operation from Mexico into the U.S.
3 days later, Mr. Trump gave this speech in Iowa.
Big story. It's all over the place now. Guys swimming across and big bags of stuff, drugs, swimming across the river.
And then she goes on to say, look how Trump just, you know, lied to you. I mean, no, he didn't. That's one of the biggest drug corridors in the world. It's people illegally coming across with big cases of marijuana. That's how they ship it. You think people are going to risk their lives or risk going to prison, you know, just to smuggle bananas across or smuggle Easter bunnies across or Keebler elves, or maybe it was Santa's elves. And Santa now, months before Christmas, he flies over in a big plane and little elves jump out like paratroopers. And then they drift down to Earth. And then they build the toys, you know, in the bushes by the Rio Grande. And then they come across and then they get in a vehicle. They load, you know, they load the goods in the vehicle. Then the elves run back into the bushes. And then the car speeds away. I mean, that was really what happened. That's a conspiracy theory. In a drug corridor, in the packaging we know the marijuana is packaged in, people clearly running it across to put it in a vehicle to be carried down the highway. I mean, you'd have to be a moron not to know what that was. But I'm digressing. I get frustrated by Megyn Kelly. I get frustrated by her lies. And I'm just sick of hearing it. I know most of you just tune out of it because you're tired of her. But we've got to continue to hammer these liars. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on the Russia situation, on all of it. Speaking of Russia, Adam Schiff admits there's no proof of Trump-Russia collusion. He keeps saying this. He keeps saying this to CYA. But then, he's saying it doesn't matter. We have obstruction, so let's go into obstruction. I want to play a clip of Schiff. Adam Schiff admits there's no proof of Trump and Russia. Here it is.
No, you can't talk about specific evidence, but he says Dianne Feinstein has said there's no evidence of collusion. So collusion between whom? Can you tell us that?
Well, you know, the allegation, of course, is that the Russians in the hacking and dumping of documents in the election had essentially relationships with Trump campaign people and coordinated those efforts. Now, the FBI opened an investigation into that issue in July, well before Congress did. I think they did that for good reason in July. I think they maintain that investigation. It's ongoing for good reason as well. But I'm not prepared to say that there's proof you could take to a jury, but I can say that there is enough that we ought to be investigating. Indeed, it would be.
Yeah, like the uranium that Hillary and Podesta sold for 30-something million, or her meeting with Putin in secret. This is all insane, but they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing to change the subject that they lost the election. And that we were right about the polls being fake. And we were right, and we broke so much of the news. That's why they've got to have Dateline NBC with these hit pieces saying, I'm not credible, and I'm a fraud, and all the rest of it, is because they want to get to you. They want to demoralize you. They want to make you feel hopeless. They want to make you think you're powerless. Instead of keeping your head up and realizing we've already had such huge victories, thank God we've got a decent Supreme Court justice in. Thank heavens we've got some good things happening and some of the economy coming back and a 40%+ reduction of illegals coming across the border and NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated and the TPP being withdrawn from and the carbon tax of the Paris Accord we're out of and all the good things. That's why I'm so behind Trump. Is because I know the globalists hate him because they hate America, and he's trying the best he can. Trump told my sources that he wasn't going to let him launch a wider war, but they were trying to, and they're still trying. But he's doing good with our military, taking out ISIS. This is a very exciting time to be alive. The globalists are panicking. Briefly, and then I'm going to John and Zach and Dave and Frank and Al and others. I want to hire, and we're hiring some more producers and other folks who run live shows. We've got an amazing new lady we've hired. I'm trying to hire another 10 or 15 people just to run all these shows I want to launch in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. So there's other hosts and other guests and more callers and more time to really continue to affect the news cycle on Twitter, Facebook, and Google, because the stories we're putting out and our reports and our analysis is really having a big effect, and I want to go to the next level in the face of their onslaught, but that takes your financial support, it takes your prayers, and it takes you spreading the articles and videos at InfoWars.com to everybody you know continually, and not just saying, hey, I already know all this, you know, I'm glad Alex is there, I'm glad other people are there. We've got to continue to hammer the globalists, because if they're able to overthrow Trump, they're going to move against the independent media, they've said they're doing this, and then the sky's the limit for the things the globalists are going to do. We're going to be right back where we were in Obama's last 6 months when the country was absolutely collapsing. So, again, I'm running more and more just specials on our already discounted high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's non-GMO, heirloom seeds, or water filtration systems, or Emmerich's Essential line of toiletries that are all organic and super high-quality. We have free shipping store-wide. I'm going to end it very, very soon. We've got Survival Shield X2, 30% off. I'm doing that. These are all brand new specials. Z-Shield, the heavy metal and toxin, known concentrated herbs help detoxify the body and the blood. Z-Shield's 30% off. InfoWars, super high-quality storable foods. We call it InfoWars Select because it's super high-quality, but it's the full line of My Patriot Supply, 30 to 40% off. We can only do that by private labeling. It's drop-shipped from them. It's fresh. Last 25 years, the very best out there for this metric, for this price. You can find some stuff five times more that you know you could say is better, but for the price, this is the best stuff out there. It's high-quality, the very low price. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack. That's 40% off retail, and that's the super high-quality non-nano zinc sunscreen, super concentrated. That's the bug repellent as well, super concentrated, all-natural, DEET-free, 40% off. They both work great. That's together because I want you to be introduced to that this summer. Living Defense is 20% off. That's the great, it's a big old bottle, big old caplets of powdered key herbs, and other compounds that knock out parasites. Everybody loves this, but just the herbs alone in it make people feel good. That's the reports we've gotten. Read all the different reports that are there, all the different five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's while supplies last, because Living Defense is about to sell out. but we're scheduled to get more in about a month. It's normally $44. It is $27.96, and it costs us a lot to manufacture this. So, again, that's the savings of $16. This is, I think, one of the most impressive, underrated. I mean, it's got 4.7 stars and hundreds and hundreds of reviews, but it's still underrated. Living Defense is just amazing for yourself, your family. Check it out today. Again, Living Defense available, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping across the store and a whole bunch of different sales that we're running. T-shirts, Molon Labe, InfoWars shirts. I've got an InfoWars shirt that's one of my favorites that I never really promote. It says InfoWars.com on the front. My free speech doesn't end when you're offended. InfoWars.com. It's all available. 888-253-3139. And if you'll just commit to support us and sign up for auto ship for things that you reorder, like the sunscreen or the organic deodorant or any of the other products, then it comes to you every month or every 90 days or every however you want to sign up. You can get off auto ship anytime you want, but get an additional 10% off. So 40% off on scores of items right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Brain Force is back in stock. We've got the Super Blue high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. It's made by the same folks that make Tom's of Maine, but we add the iodine and colloidal silver. It's amazing. It's super concentrated. That's back in stock. 4.8 review, 1,500-plus reviews. Again, thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. Your phone calls straight ahead. Then Joe Biggs and more coming up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You know, know, folks, just because we haven't had a nuclear war since the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki doesn't mean it's not going to happen. In fact, most historians, most military analysts believe the longer we go still having the weapons on ships, on airplanes, in submarines, in silos, the longer this continues, the more there's a chance we're going to end up having something go wrong. And they say that particularly, not just because of accidents, but because people stop worrying about them. They start taking it for granted that we're always going to have peace and we won't destroy ourselves. And then the Pentagon starts thinking, maybe we can use nukes in limited strikes. So we have to respect these weapons. We have to respect the bioweapons and the chemical weapons and all the things that are happening. Because Russia's saying, you fly an airplane over Syria space, we're going to shoot it down. That means they intend to do it. And then if we retaliate, then the Russians retaliate. And within a matter of an hour, most analysts believe it could lead to tactical nuclear weapons being used. And again, Trump isn't trying to do this. He's been very clear. But there are people inside the deep state that are undermining him at every level, not just the State Department, not just the CIA, but in the military. John in Texas, what do you think about what's happening?
Hi, Alex. First off, before I start, I want to recommend a great movie. It just came out. I've seen it at the movies, called Bitter Harvest. I don't know if you heard of it or not.
No, I haven't. What's it about?
It's about the Ukrainian massacre, the communist massacres of the Ukrainians during the 1930s. Really a great movie. Really, not too many Hollywood movies I'd ever recommend, but that and
you know, folks that complain that they hadn't done an Armenian massacre or Ukrainian extermination movies, and so I'm glad that the one about the folks in Turkey came out. And so I've heard about Bitter Harvest. I need to see that.
Walmart, they're in Walmart right now, so you can pick a copy up there. Great movie,
fantastic.
Okay, what I want to talk about is a couple weeks ago I was going through some of the militia websites, you know, and they said that what I got out of reading them is that they said they were trying to form a new Continental Army, and that when the deep state starts their war with Russia, that they plan on asking Vladimir Putin for air cover and heavy weapons, and then they'll march on Washington.
Oh, that is total. I guarantee you that's feds. And they can create that narrative later and claim any American resistance is directed by the Russians.
I hope so. I mean, I hate to say, I hope the whole thing.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's central scripting. The Russians can't even run their own country. They're not going to be coordinating anything here. It's the left that came out in FBI documents that wanted to invite the Cubans and a bunch of Latin American communist states in, and then Chinese on the West Coast. And that still is tenuous and somewhat delusional. But the idea that Russians are going to come over here and run things is just, it's again, I'm not against the militias. The feds inside the militias always misrepresent what I say and go, he's anti-militia, men. Then the guy goes in and, you know, gets his orders from the FBI. They'll have people go out, create militias, have them do unconstitutional things so they can then demonize the idea of an armed citizenry. They've had a project since the 80s. That's what it is. I don't know about the group you're talking about particularly. I just know the idea of asking Putin to come over here with air cover is A, ridiculous, and B, meant to demonize any resistance movement. If this goes to a hot war, they're going to claim that they're Russian agents.
I got another quick question for you before I leave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Donald Trump's a strong supporter of Israel, is friends with Benjamin Netanyahu, and his son-in-law is Jewish. Why are so many Jews in Hollywood and in the media and they're trying to bring them down?
Because they're leftist. And that's where leftists are unified, no matter where they come from, whether they're communist, Chinese, or Jewish, or whatever, is that they hate Christianity, they hate freedom, and they want to have a socialized command and control system, just like left-wing Jews want to kill the right-wing Jews. And it's the same thing. It's all a left-wing, right-wing issue, which itself is a controlled paradigm. But those are really good questions, John. I appreciate your call.
Today.
You know, we should talk about what a civil war will look like, because they may have one.